Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We were talking about sort of how politics that's not grounded in Christianity can sort of birth and foster this idolatry in our hearts. And one of the ways that I'm seeing that play out in the political realm right now is sort of this distinction between patriotism and nationalism. And I would argue that patriotism is to be valued and affirmed from a Christian worldview, that nationalism is dangerous, that it supplants Christianity. First, would you agree with that as sort of a clear definition? And then second of all, do you see it growing? And how do we as Christians push back and hold faithfully to patriotism while sort of pushing back against nationalism?
Yes, you know, patriotism just is an appropriate love for one's own, for one's country.
Sure.
And, you know, you would really have to be kind of an awful person, right? The milk of human kindness would have to curdle in your heart for you not to have some sense of love and loyalty towards other people in your nation.
Mm-hmm.
It lapses over into nationalism when the nation begins to be a god, right? A functional savior, that you view the primary evil in the world as people who are not like you having authority over you.
Right.
So it might be somebody of a different race.
Right.
Or it might be somebody of a you know, a different tribe, a different nation.
How about a different religion?
Or a different religion.
Which is really scary for Christians.
So you begin to define evil as people who are different than you, and you elevate the nation to the status of a God and a Savior. We're seeing it right now in the election cycle, and it appears that somewhere between a third and a half of the Republican Party are nationalists, I think, in some sort of an idolatrous manner. Nationalism historically lapses over into fascism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened with Hitler and Mussolini.
Right.
And, you know, in Germany, nobody saw that coming when it happened. I hope that's not happening here. I don't think it's happening. I'm not trying to make an extreme statement. I'm just saying that's not a trajectory when we want to get onto patriotism toward nationalism, toward fascism.
Right.
We'd like to just be patriots.
One of the things I've noticed that within Christian circles that can be troublesome in this run towards nationalism is when we cloak country into eschatological framework or we assign to our country some sort of divine right, right? And I think as Christians, we're going to have to sort of theologically push back against that and recognize that, for instance, as Americans, God has been good to our country and God's blessed our country, but that God doesn't somehow love us more than other countries, which I think is a danger for us is with American exceptionalism sort of being intrinsic to who we are. So how do we just generally resist the idolatry of the political system while being engaged faithfully, being committed to it? I mean, we don't want half-hearted people involved in the political process. We want people who are committed to it. But how do we do that while resisting the idolatry that finds such a happy home within the political world?
Yeah, let me go back as I get ready to answer that question to something you said. I basically asked about American exceptionalism, you know, sort of idolizing our nation. We entitled our book One Nation Under God.
Right.
Now, that title can be interpreted in all sorts of manners. And I think nationalists sort of like, Christian nationalists like that title because in their mind we're a favored nation, favored above all other nations. I don't think we are. So I think One Nation Under God is a theological fact and a moral aspiration. So it's a theological fact just like it is every other country.
Sure.
Every nation is under God, the God of Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, whether they know it or not.
So it's a statement of sovereignty.
Yeah, it's a statement of God's sovereignty.
God's rule and reign.
But I think it's a moral aspiration for us, too, that we as believers, whether we're a majority or a prophetic minority, want our country to track with God and His will as much as we can.
Right.
So I think we want to be careful, though, not to treat politics as an idol,
you
know, as a savior of some sort. And there's several ways of doing that. One is to constantly remind ourselves that we are members of a different nation, one that transcends, and that's members of a redeemed community, the church.
Sure.
That one day the United States will be no more.
Mm-hmm.
The United States is a bit player in the grand sweep of history in the biblical narrative. It's not even mentioned in the biblical narrative. So I love my country. I think it's of the greatest significance for me and my family, next to God, under God and underneath God, but one day it's going to evaporate. It won't be anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I think we want to do is look at politics with a longer view and a broader view.
Okay.
So longer view in that short-term activism is not going to get us what we need. And it's just, if that's the only tool we use, that hammer, the hammer of political activism, We're just going to look like a bunch of angry special interest pleaders, right?
Sure.
Like a super PAC, a religious super PAC of some sort. I think we need to take the long view on cases like Roe v. Wade and Obergefell and other things where we seek not only legal reform but social and cultural renewal, and that we're not just angry activists in the short term, that we operate with grace and joy.
Right.
And when we operate with grace and joy, we're going to lose some in the short term, but I think we gain in the long term. And then I also think we need to take a broader view, and social and cultural renewal, we shouldn't try to accomplish it only through political activism, you know, but also through action in the arts, the sciences, education, coffee shop conversations. We ought to bring God's saving works and word into every facet, every sphere of culture.
Yeah.
Because politics is a function of culture, as I see it.
Sure.
It's a function of culture.
Right.
It isn't. It doesn't encompass culture in its totality. It's a function of culture, and at the heart of culture is religion.
Yeah.
And so we work out our faith in the broader arena of culture, and that helps us to have more leverage when we're in the political arena.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.